今天晚上的主题是相信或者是信心到底是什么。
Today's topic is to believe or to have faith all the way to the end. What does it actually mean?
我们经常说我相信我相信对不对
We often say that we believe and we believe.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说如果我们相信什么的话一定会得到我们所相信的那个。
What the Bible says that if we believe on certain things, we will definitely receive that thing.
但是我们在这边生活的时候很少经历到逆中的事情。
But as we're living on earth, very seldom we meet with this kind of situation.
所以呢，今天晚上我们看看相信到底是什么呢
？And today we will see what does it mean by believing to the end.
那样我也刚刚说了，我们很多的时候，我相信真的一点也没有疑惑，我完美的 totally 相信上帝能够医治我。
And many of the time we say that we really believe, we totally believe in that God that can heal me.
但是没有发生。得到医治的事情
But there isn't this kind of healing that takes place.
但是相信的话你一定会得到你所相信的那个才对呀
But see, if you believe, then you will receive what you actually believe in.
真的无论从哪一个角度来看我真的相信你相信上帝能够医治你
In any perspective, see that I really do believe that you believe that God can heal you.
但是没有经历到医治
But you never experienced that healing.
也在这边会得到很多很多的痛苦
And as well as a lot of sufferings in your life
到底我们的信心在哪里出问题呢
And so where is the problem in our faith then?
你看哥林多后书第五章第七节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7
在那边说我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见
And that says that when we live on love we live by faith and not by sight
其实这句话的意思是我们是依靠神话语来生活的存在的意思。
We here is living existence with the reliance of the word of God.
我们不是依靠世上这个世界环境而来生活的人。
We're not relying on the worldly conditions and the situations to live.
明白吗？现在哥林多后书第五章第七节。
Understand the meaning here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
我们是依靠神话语来生活的
We live by relying in the word of God
那么这样来看的话原来人是什么呢
And then we see that and what is man then
要弄清楚人是什么
We have to understand what is man
人跟动物之间的差别在哪里
What is the difference between man and animal
或者是信主的人是什么
Or to say what is Christian
更这个正确来讲的话信主的人是什么
Or properly say is, what are those people that believe?
如果我们相信哥林多后书第五章第七节的话，信主的人是什么人呢？信主的人是不会受到世上环境的影响的人的意思了。
And so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, here, believe, those who believe in the Lord are people who are not wavered by the conditions and the situations around them.
但是现在我们怎么样呢？
What about us today?
在这边发生什么事情的时候呢，几乎受到那个事情的影响。
If there's certain things that happen here, we'll definitely be influenced, affected by that condition.
但是现在哥林多这个后书第五章第七节告诉我们说，我们行事为人是凭着信心。
For here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, here says, For we walk by faith and not by sight.
还有不是凭着眼见。
Not by sight.
意思说真的信主的人呢信主的人不是受到世上环境的影响而来这个影响而生活的人。
So those that believe in the Lord do not live according to the conditions and the situations around them.
那么相信哥林多后书第五章第七节的话信主的人是什么人
And if you really believe in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7,
信主的人是靠着上帝的能力来管理治理这世上的环境的人。
But the believers are those who actually live by the power and the ruling authority and to rule and to govern over this world.
特别这个哥林多前书第十五章第四十二节到第四十九节那么详细的说明。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章四十二节到第四十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42 to 49, that says.
这个经文是相当多次读过的经文。
Very often we read this.
我们拥有了肉体。
That we have flesh.
我们是笨的。
And we are foolish.
我们不是那么聪明的。
We're not very smart.
我们是很软弱的。
We are very weak.
我们也有罪。
We have seen.
아, 但是我们信主的人是什么呢
What about Christian then?
아우리는좀양신주들한테超自然的存在
Well, Christians have the supernatural existence.
所以呢真的신주들은신예수基督的话不会受到世上环境的影响
So for those that believe in Jesus Christ will not be affected by the conditions.
아正确的信我们主耶稣基督的话能够管理治理这世上的环境
Those who truly believe in the Lord are able to rule and govern over the things on earth.
啊你看看一下第49节
49?
啊真的是我们是超自然的存在吗
Are we of the supernatural existence?
虽然读过的经文再来刻在我们的心板上
Let's read again as we engrave in our tablets.
我们既有属土的形状
As we have borne the likeness of the earthly man.
对啊我们是用泥土来被造的
Answer, we make this dust.
我们真的是软弱的
And we're weak.
甚至有罪了
And to the point that we have seen.
我们是有肉体了对不对
We have a flesh here.
但是呢将来也必有属天的形状
So shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven?
虽然我们拥有了肉体但是我们是怎么样呢拥有了天上的形象
And so even so that we have flesh But we have the likeness of the image of heaven
虽然我们是拥有肉体的但是我们呢拥有了上帝的形象
Even so that we are made of flesh But we have the image of God in us
用一句话来说的话我们真的是超自然的存在
Well in simple words to say that we have the supernatural existence
这样的话你相信什么的话一定会经历到那个事情才对呀、啊、
And therefore if we believe on certain things that thing we will experience that thing
但是为什么一直受苦一直失败呢
Why so that we have this kind of sufferings and failures
那么如果是这样的话我们的信心有问题了
If that's the case then our faith would have a problem
很简单的说的话你信错了
It's supposed to say you believe wrongly
虽然你说我相信但是你信错了
Don't you say that you believe but actually you believe wrongly
或者是你认为你认为怎么样呢你不太懂信心是什么
Or perhaps you don't understand what is faith
我们一定要明白我们信主的人呢不会受到世上环境的影响。
So、we have to understand that we Christians are not affected by the worldly things.
那么我们什么时候开始受到这个世上环境的影响呢
？And when so are we affected by the things of this world?
哥林多前书第十五章四十二节到第四十八节的内容的话，我们犯罪过后才开始受到世上环境的影响。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42 to 48, there says that because we have sinned, that's why we start to get affected by the conditions of this world.
所以我们看这个哥林多前书第十五章第四十二节到第四十八节的话，信主是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean by being a Christian? We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 42 to 48.
信主的意思是我们回到原来上帝所创造的那个目的那边。
Well, it means to return back to the original state of what God has created.
原来上帝创造我们的目的在哪里
And so what is the purpose of God creating us?
让我们来治理这地管理万物
That we may be able to rule and to govern over the earth.
我们堕落过后才失去了这个权柄
And after the fall, we lose the authority in that.
所以先弄清楚信主的定义是什么
So first we have to understand what does it mean by being a Christian.
真的我们信主的话信接受耶稣的话能够回到原来神创造的那个目的那边吗
Is it true that when we accept the Lord, we believe in the Lord, can we return back to the original purpose of God's creation?
看一下哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1
18章到第二十三节
18 to
也是读过的经文
it's scripture that we read before
但是重复来再看那么重要
as we repeat again it's very important
那还是怎么样我们失败的意思是什么呢还不懂神的话的意思
the reason why we fail is because we don't understand the word of God
还没完全抓到抓住神的话语的缘故
we haven't grabbed hold of this word of God
那么接受耶稣的话真的恢复了我们原来的上帝所创造的那个目的吗
so accept the Lord have restored that original purpose that God has created in us
你看十八节他也是召会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位
And he is the head of the body, the church, he is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
看第十九节
Verse 19
因为父喜欢照一切的丰盛在他里面居住
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
耶稣是我们教会的头。
Well, Jesus is our head of the church.
但我们父神呢，把他所有的权柄都放在耶稣基督里面了。
And the Father placed all the authority and power inside is Jesus Christ.
所以呢，接受耶稣的话，在耶稣基督里面的父神的所有的权柄也会进来我们里面的意思了。
And therefore, as you accept Jesus in your life, all the power and authority the Father has placed inside of Him will also flow inside our life.
很简单来说的话，为什么我们的主耶稣来这个世上呢？
In simple words to say, said, why our Lord Jesus come on earth?
他来这个世上的目的是什么？目的是为的是恢复我们原来的这个地位了。
Well, He come is so to reinstate our identity.
我们原来的地位是什么？
What is our original identity? Our
position. 看第二十节。
Verse 20.
第二十节。好，请。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有义，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
为什么上帝创造我们呢？
So why did God create us?
为的是让我们来治理这地，也管理万物。
And so to subdue and to rule over this land.
这个是原来我们的地位。
Well, this is our original position.
但是我们犯了罪了。
And because we sin.
结果呢，开始受到世上环境的影响。
And therefore we are affected by the conditions of this world.
但是耶稣来这个世上了。
And then Jesus Christ came.
为的是再来恢复我们原来的地位。
So to reinstate our identity and our position.
现在耶稣透过十字架的死已经恢复了我们原来的地位。
And through the death on the cross, Jesus has reinstated our identity and position.
那么结果呢，我们是变成什么样的呢？
And then what did we become?
信主的话，现在也能够治理这地，也管理万物了。
And so, if you are Christians, you can subdue and rule over this land.
也变成上帝的家人了。
And to also become the family member of God.
看第二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior.
为什么我们信耶稣基督之前我们跟上帝的关系是毫无关系呢？
Why is it so that before we are Christians, why are we not related with God?
因为因着恶行了。
Because of the evil behavior.
这里的恶行的意思是不信神的话了。
Here, evil behavior means don't believe in a word.
用自己的想法看法来生活了。
To live according to their own thinkings and opinions.
这就是恶行。
That is called evil behavior.
信主之前呢，都是怎么样呢？用自己的想法看法来生活。
Would they use their own thinkings and opinions to live when before they are Christians?
结果呢，我们的上帝无法进来我们的生命里面。
And therefore, God cannot come into our life.
结果呢，我们的上帝变成我们的敌人。
That's why God became enemies with us.
但是今天呢？
But today,
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可再责备，把你们引到自己面前。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
但是你接受耶稣的时候，你变成义人。
If you accept Jesus, you become a righteous man.
结果呢，你能够这个变成上帝的家人了，上帝的孩子了。
You can become family and a household of God and as well as the children of God.
所以呢，你能够进来上帝的至圣所，上帝的王室，上帝的这个总统府里面。
Well, then you can come into the sanctuary of God, the royal chamber of God, and as well as the presidential house of God.
看第二十三节。
Verse 23.
看二十三节，请。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚固不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万能听的。我保罗也做了这福音的指示。
If you continue in your faith established and firm, not moved from the hope held up in the gospel, this is the gospel that you have heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heavens, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
所以我们今天为什么失败呢？
And so today, why do we fail?
因为严格来讲，我们一直不信神告诉我们的这个好消息。
Because technically speaking, we don't believe in this good news that God is telling us.
好消息是什么？ 什么呢
What does it mean by good news?
你接受耶稣的时候，你已经变成超自然的存在。
That when you accept Jesus, you become of this supernatural existence.
所以呢，你能够支配这个世上环境的一切。
And therefore, you can subdue and to rule over the conditions of this world.
不是靠着你的能力、你的 IQ、你的才干。
Well, you don't rely on your own skill, your own IQ, or your capability to do that.
相信耶稣所完成的事情。
But you believe in what Jesus Christ had completed.
不是靠着你的感觉。
Not based on your own feelings.
这是相信耶稣所完成的事情。
But to believe in what Jesus Christ has accomplished.
这是现在怎么样呢？保罗一直告诉你们的。
And that is what Paul has been telling all of us.
也是把为什么我做牧师呢？
Why do I become a pastor?
为的是不断地传这个好消息。
Is to keep preaching this good news.
所以你慢慢看了，今天我们不是不够努力，不信上帝的能力的缘故失败。
It's not because we are lack of diligence, but we are lack of belief to trust in God. That's why we fail.
严格来讲是信错了。
Strictly speaking, it's because we believe wrongly.
更严格来讲的话，你慢慢看到根本没有相信过。
Well, to speak even strictly is actually say that we don't actually believe at all.
真的根本没有相信过圣经讲的福音。
We never believed in the gospel that is mentioned in the Bible.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
我们慢慢看一下。
Let's see more clearly.
先弄清楚信耶稣是什么意思。
Let's first know what does it mean by being a Christian.
信耶稣的意思是原来这个什么，我们回到原来上帝所创造的那个目的那边。
To believe in Jesus means to say to be restored to the original purpose and the original positions that God has created us.
现在哥罗西书第一章第十八节到第二十三节说，上帝住在耶稣基督里面。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 to 23 that says that God dwells inside of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣也住在上帝里面。
And therefore Jesus also dwells inside of God.
所以他能够掌握天上地上地下所有的。
And therefore he takes hold of the authority over heaven on earth and underground.
同样的，现在耶稣住在你里面。
And likewise, right now, Jesus dwells inside of
you. 你也住在耶稣基督里面。
And you are dwelling inside of Christ.
不信这就是行，是行恶的意思。
And if you don't believe in that, that is called evil behavior.
我们一定要脱离这个行恶的事情。
And therefore, we need to depart away from this wickedness.
所以耶稣如何，我们在这世上也如何。这就是福音。
And how Jesus was, we are also likewise on earth. That is the gospel.
要弄清楚这个圣经讲的福音的定义是什么。
So be clear of the definitions of gospel mentioned in the Bible.
我这里来讲，圣经讲的福音的定义很简单的说，耶稣如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Gospel in simple definition is no matter how Jesus was, likewise for us on earth as well.
很简单的说的话，耶稣能够做到什么事情，我们也能够做到他所做的那个事情。
In simple terms, say that if Jesus can do certain things, likewise we also can do that certain thing.
耶稣是人。
Jesus is a man.
但是上帝。
But he's God.
那么如果是这样的话，你是人。
But likewise, you are a man.
但是你也是上帝那样的。
Then you are also just like God.
耶稣是超自然的存在。
Jesus Christ is of supernatural existence.
那么你也是超自然的存在。
Then likewise, you are also of supernatural existence.
耶稣不会受到任何环境的影响。
Jesus is not affected by the conditions around him.
那么你也不会受到任何环境的影响才对。
And likewise, you are not affected by the condition around you as well.
但是我们慢慢看到啊，真的相信吗？
But do we believe in this?
碰到什么事情的话从上帝的眼光来看事情吗？
When we meet them in certain situations, do we look based on the perspective of God to see the thing?
不是的啦。
But that is not.
所以今天一定要弄清楚的一件事情是，信主过后还一直受到世上环境的影响的话，这就是罪。
So let's see again that if we're still affected by the conditions of this world, this is called sin.
正确的信耶稣基督的话，对外部而来的刺激不要用肉体性的来这个反应。
So if we really believe in the Lord, then no matter what kind of thing that we face with, we will not be affected by this external factor.
这就是哥林多后书第五章第十六节到第十七节的内容了。
This is in a contained in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16 to 17.
我们是新造的了。
We are of new creation.
我们已经变成耶稣那样的了。
We have become just like Christ.
所以呢，耶稣能够做到的事情，我们也能够做到。
And so what Jesus Christ can do, we can also do likewise.
因为耶稣这个住在神那边，神也住在耶稣。 里面。
Because Jesus dwelt inside of God, and God dwelt inside of Jesus.
啊，虽然你是人，但是神也住在你里面，你也住在神里面的缘故了。
Even so, that you are made of a man, but as well as God dwelling inside of you, and you are dwelling inside of God.
这就是这个哥林多后书第五章第十七节讲的新造的人的意思了。
This is the meaning in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, a meaning of new creation.
那么新造的人他们的他是怎么样呢？
What is characteristic of this new creation?
第十六节告诉我们说不会受到世上环境的影响。
Verse 16 says that they are not affected by the conditions of this world.
新造的人呢不会靠着自己的想法看法或者是自己的感受听靠着自己所听到的或者是靠着自己所看见的来生活不是的了。
New creations do not live according to their own thinkings and opinions based on what they see with their eyes or their own feelings or what they hear to live their life.
很简单来说的话新造的人呢不会靠着自己的义来生活。
In simple terms, it's saying that new creation will not live on their own self-righteousness.
如果靠着自己的义来生活的话一定会产生惧怕或者是不信的。
If you live by your own self-righteousness, you will definitely have fear and as well as unbelief.
或者是一定要弄清楚惧怕是从不信上帝而来的。
Fear actually comes from not trusting in God.
虽然圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说这个惧怕不是我刚刚说了惧怕是从不信上帝而来的对不对
So fear comes from not believing, not trusting in God.
如果是这样的话惧怕就是从魔鬼而来的
And therefore to say that fear actually comes from the devil.
其实提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1
第七节那么清楚地证明这一点
Verse 7 prove this point.
提摩太后书第一章第七节告诉我们说神赐给我们不是胆怯的心乃是刚强忍耐谨守的心
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity but a spirit of power of love and of self-discipline
这句话的意思是惧怕不信是从魔鬼而来的意思
And it says that unbelief, fear all comes from the devil
因为惧怕或者是不信不是从上帝而来的
Because unbelief and fear doesn't come from God
神给我们的心是刚强忍耐谨守的心不是胆怯的心
Well, the mind that God has given to us is of power, it's of love and self-discipline, not a timidity heart.
其实这句话背后的意思是什么呢
What is the meaning behind this verse?
如果我们不同意的话任何属灵上的势力不能支配你的意思
And if we disagree with that, then all these kind of evil forces cannot take hold of us.
意思说你也同意上帝的想法看法的时候圣灵才能支配你
Which means to say that if we agree with the word of God the Holy Spirit can take hold of us
你也不要同意魔鬼而来的想法看法的话魔鬼呢虽然是有能力但是没有方法支配你
If we don't agree to the devil's thinkings and opinions even so that the devil had the power he cannot take hold or to manipulate or control us
这个是非常重要的
So this is really important
我不同意的话任何属灵上的事实体呢也不能影响我们
And if I do not agree with it all this kind of evil dominions cannot take hold of us
我们靠着上帝的能力才能拒绝魔鬼来的这个能力了
But we rely on the power of God to reject this power of the devil
但是什么时候上帝的能力出现呢
When will this power of God appear then?
这就是信心
That is called faith
没有信心的话我们的上帝的能力呢不能出现
And without faith God's power cannot be revealed
我们凭着信心来宣告上帝的话语的时候呢上帝的能力才能出现
So by faith we proclaim the word of God at that time the power of God will be revealed
这是相信圣经没有这样讲
If you just believe the Bible never says so
你相信神的话吗
You believe in the word of God
相信神的话的话把你所相信的那个神的话宣告了
And in the content that you believe in the word of God that you believe in proclaim it out
但是我们说我们相信我们的上帝能够医治我
We say that we said that we believe that our God can heal us
那其实根本我们没有宣告
But actually we never proclaim it
圣经说你接受够了圣经没有这样讲
The Bible says that you just have to receive The Bible never say that
如果你相信神的话的话你把那个你所相信的神的话宣告然后照着你所宣告的内容来采取行动
So what you should do is actually apply the word of God, believe in the word of God, and proclaim the word of God. And based on what you have proclaimed, to exercise it accordingly.
啊, 真的是这样吗?
Is it true that way?
我们看一下约伯记第23章。
Let's look at Job 23.
啊, 约伯记第23章第14节。
Verse 14.
啊, 英文来看。
In English.
啊, 英文来看, 因为华文来看的话, 有一点, 啊, 这个没有那么清楚, 英文。
In English,
啊, Job 约伯记第23章第14节。
Verse 14.
在那边怎么说呢? He will accomplish, he will complete, accomplish. 我们的上帝一定会完成。
Therefore, here says verse 14, for he will complete what he has appointed. He appoints for
他只能完成什么呢?
So what can he complete?
啊, 我们的上帝一定会 accomplish, 一定会完成什么的, 对不对?
And what will God actually accomplish or to complete in?
但是他只能完成什么?
So what can he complete?
What is decreed for me?
What is decreed for me?
宣告, D-E-C-R-E-E-E.
So decreed is of a declaration.
What is declared for me?
What is
为了我宣告的, 宣告出去的。
So what is decreed for me? What has been declared and proclaimed out?
God will accomplish it. 我们的上帝只能完成什么事情?
God will complete, God will accomplish something.
我们的上帝一定会, 啊, 立马, 一定会成就什么事情?
God will accomplish or to fulfill something.
被宣告的,
what has been proclaimed and declared?
你没有宣告的话, 你没有凭着信心宣告的我们的上帝呢? 就是这样。
And so if you never proclaim by faith, what God will do is just he will just fold his arm behind like that.
你凭着信心来宣告神的话,
so you by faith proclaim the word of God.
然后照着你所宣告的内容来生活,
according to the word of God that you proclaim to live your life.
那么这样做的时候我们的上帝呢一定会听你的祷告的。
And when you do that, God will definitely hear your prayers.
啊, 弄清楚这一点。
So we have to be clear with that first.
虽然透过这样的经文我们一定要明白, 人生真的是属灵挣扎。
And through this scripture, we have to know that our life is a spiritual warfare.
啊, 不是靠着你的努力能力来做什么了。
It's not by your own strength and diligence to do things.
你明白神的话了。
You understand the word of God.
然后相信神的话了。
And you believe in the word of God.
然后你把你所相信的, 你明白的那个神的话宣告了。
Based on what you believe and you understand that word of God, you proclaim it out.
然后照着你所宣告出去的那个神的话来生活了。
And live according to what you have proclaimed out in the word
真的话,
of God.
我, 不管是什么样的事情，我们的上帝呢？Have怎么了 ？He has plans, many plans,
and here,
like this.
And if you do likewise, there are many such plans he has in store for me.
He has many plans like this.
He has many plans like this.
这样的事情相当多。
There are many, many of those things like this.
我们的上帝呢，一定。 我们的上帝只能完成这样的事情。
Well, God can only accomplish all this thing.
看看咯, 我们真的明白神的话吗?
So do we really understand the word of God?
然后真的相信神的话吗?
Do we really believe in the word of God?
然后把你所相信的那个神的话宣告了吗?
Do we actually proclaim the word of God that we believe in?
然后照着你所宣告的那个神的话来生活了吗?
Or to live according to what we proclaim out.
这样做的话,不管你是胖的也好, 软弱的也好, 笨的也好, 我们的上帝呢, 一定会听你的祷告了。
Whether you are plump, whether you are weak, God will listen to your prayer if you do so.
啊, 但是第一个问题在哪里? 我们不明白。
The first is that because we don't understand.
自己认为相信神的话,
we think that we believe in the word of God.
但是不明白神的话的结果呢, 其实相信自己的想法看法。
But because we don't understand the word of God, we kind of like believe in our own thinkings and opinions.
啊, 不是相信上帝的想法看法。
We are not believing in God's thinkings and opinions.
所以我们一定要明白人生是属灵征战。
And therefore, we have to know that our life is a spiritual warfare.
所以你意思说一定要用属灵的方法来打仗。
That means to say that we have to use spiritual way to walk, to walk against the world.
属灵征战的一个 原理是什么呢? 靠着信心。
Well, spiritual warfare, number one condition is by faith.
啊, 靠着信心来宣告。
By faith to proclaim it out.
然后照着自己所宣告的内容来生活。
According to what you have proclaimed, to live according to it.
啊, 今天我们一定要弄清楚信心的定义。
Today we have to understand what is the significance of faith.
圣经没有说我们的上帝照着你的想法看法来 动工.
Well, God never says that he exercises or he works according to your own thinkings and opinions.
啊, 圣经说我们的上帝呢, 照着你, 你凭着信心来宣告的内容来动工。
Well, God works according to what you proclaim by faith.
我们很多的时候只是想而已啊。
Many of the time you only think.
很多的时候没有凭着信心来宣告。
Many of the time we never proclaim by faith.
就是想。
We only think.
啊，想什么呢
？What are we thinking then?
哦，上帝是全能的。
Well, God is Almighty.
哦，想什么呢
？What are we thinking?
上帝能够医治我。
God can heal me.
哦，那个是你的想法。
But that is your own thinking.
但是你没有宣告。
But you never proclaim it.
宣告也错了。
Well, even so, you proclaim wrongly.
好，我们看一下马太福音第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
第十九节到第二十节。
Verse 19 to 20.
真的是我们凭着信心来宣告我所相信的神的话语的时候，哦，我们的上帝才能动工吗
？Is it true that God will work when we proclaim by faith of what we believe in the Word of God?
这个马太福音第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17,
19节到第20节
19 to 20.
那么这个没有集中的话，可能不太很难抓到这个重点。
Well, if you never focus, it's very hard for you to catch the main point here.
我们慢慢集中的话，我刚刚说明的没有那么复杂。
Well, if you focus, you can actually understand what I say. It's not complicated.
先弄清楚啊，原来我们是什么呢？原来我们是不会受到这个世上环境的影响。
First, let be clear that we are people that will not be affected by the conditions of this world.
真的，我们不是靠着我的努力能力来做到什么事情。
We don't do things based on what we our own strengths and our own diligence.
啊，第二是啊，我们的上帝只能完成我们所这个凭着信心来宣告的内容而已。
Number two is God will only accomplish or to complete based on what we proclaim by faith.
不是照着你的这个思想。
Well, it's not based on your own thinking.
你。相信神的话的话一定要宣告了。
When you believe in the word of God, you have to proclaim it out.
然后照着你所宣告的神的话来生活了。
Based on what you proclaim or to declare, you live according to it.
真的是这样吗
？Is it true that way?
我们看看第十九节到第二十节。
Verse 19 to 20.
请门徒暗暗的到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？”
Then the disciple came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?"
那么耶稣怎么回答呢
？How did Jesus reply?
因为你们不够能力。
Because you are lack of power.
没有这样讲了。
He didn't reply that.
耶稣回答说，是因你们的信心小。
He replied, "Because you have so little faith."
你看信心是那么重要。
So faith is really important.
但是我们基督徒呢，那么不懂信心的定义。
Christians, we have so little understanding of this faith.
先要明白，我有信心的怎么样呢？一定会宣告。
Understand that if I have faith, I will proclaim.
信心的定义不是信你们，是的，没有错，不是的了。
The definitions of faith is not of like, I believe.
圣经讲的信心是什么？口里承认。
The faith that is mentioned in the Bible is to confess with our mouth.
意思是用你的嘴唇来怎么样呢？宣告。
With our lips to declare.
先弄清楚圣经讲的信心的定义。
So understand the definitions of faith in the Bible.
现在他们不能赶鬼了。
Here, the people here cannot drive out the demons.
那么之前呢，他们很多次赶鬼了。
But before that, they have been driving out the demons.
但是这一次不能赶鬼了。
But this time, they couldn't drive out the demons.
所以耶稣他们问了，为什么我？以前是我们很多次赶鬼了。
And so the disciple asked Jesus, said, "We have been driving out so many demons."
这一次为什么我们不能赶鬼呢
？But why can't we drive out this time?
耶稣说啊，现在你们的能力没有那么大。
Jesus,
没有这样回答的。
Jesus never replied, said, "Because your power is not big enough."
这一次你们的信心那么小。
But Jesus replied, "Because you have so little faith."
所以呢，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，什么样的信心呢？像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：“你从这边挪到那边，它也被挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。”
I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
现在怎么说呢
And so what is it written here?
现在耶稣怎么说呢
How did Jesus reply?
你们如果有信心
That if you have faith,
什么样的信心呢
What kind of faith?
比一粒芥菜种小的信心
As small as a mustard seed.
重点在哪里呢
？What is the main point here？
重点在哪里
？What is the main point？
现在你们的信心比一粒芥菜种比那个小，不是这个了。
He's not trying to say that your faith is actually smaller than that small mustard seed.
所以你们是该死的。
And that's why you all deserve death.
你们现在信心比一粒芥菜种比那个小。
And try to tell them that your faith is actually smaller than the mustard seed.
耶稣的重点不是在这里了。
So, Jesus' main point is not trying to say this.
你们知道吗？一粒芥菜种的大小。
Do you know how big this mustard seed?
还不知道那个大小的话，进来牧师的办公室，我给你看这个从以色列带过来的那个芥菜种。
Well, if you don't know, you can go to pastor's office to actually see the mustard seed that he brought back from Israel.
啊，那个大小说用拨片来，比那个小。
That size of the mustard seed is even smaller than the tip of the ballpoint pen.
真的在空中跑来这个飞来飞去的那个一粒灰尘那个大小了。
He's about the size of those dozens flying in the air.
所以用你的手来不能抓。
And so with your hand you can catch it.
现在耶稣的重点不是你们的信心比那个一粒芥菜种小，不是的了。
Jesus is not trying to say here that your faith is smaller than that mustard seed.
不管你的信心大或者是小，没有宣告的话，不会发生什么事。
No matter your faith, how big or how small, if you never proclaim it, nothing will happen to you.
不管你的信心小也好，大也好，无论怎么样，凭着信心来宣告的话。照着你信心的分量，一定会发生那么奇妙的事情。
No matter how big and how small your faith is, if you proclaim it by faith, well, according to your faith, that thing will be executed.
所以明白吗？现在他们碰到海浪的时候，耶稣起来然后骂他们了。
And so when there was a storm, Jesus rose up and scolded them.
那时他骂的内容也是什么呢？
And what is the content of his rebuke?
这小心的人呐、
Are you a little faith?
耶稣的意思是什么呢？
What is Jesus meaning here?
为什么你们跟从我已经那么久？
Why have you followed me for a long time?
我很累。
And I'm tired.
我需要睡。
I need to sleep.
为什么叫我醒过来？
Why do you wake me up?
你们已经学很多了。
Well, you guys have learned so much.
你们自己凭着信心来向着海浪来停住吧，命令够了。
By faith, if you proclaim towards this form to stop, then it will be stopped.
还到底学到多少才明白？
How much more do you have to learn than you understand?
为什么麻烦我？
Why do you trouble me?
你们自己凭着信心来向着这个海浪来命令的话会停住。
And if you proclaim by faith, this storm will stop.
但是你们为什么没有这样做呢？
But why do you not do this?
很多次我已经教导你们了。
Many of the time I've taught you this.
这小心的人那一段意思是这个。
Oh, you little faith.
所以呢，你们的信心那么小。
So your faith is so small.
这句话的意思是你们的信心比一粒芥菜种，比那个那么小，不是这个的意思。
He's not trying to say here that your faith is actually smaller than a mustard seed.
虽然你们拥有了那么小的信心。
Even so, that you have such a small faith.
但是凭着信心来宣告的话，照着你信心的分量，一定会发生什么事。
But by faith, if you proclaim what you actually believe, then according to that faith, this thing will be fulfilled and accomplished.
这就是圣经讲的信心。
This is the meaning of faith mentioned in the Bible.
你的信心是什么呢？你真的相信的话怎么样呢？宣告了。
And so the Bible kind of faith is that when you believe in it, you proclaim it out.
那么 God will accomplish.
And God will accomplish.
什么呢？
What?
What is decreed for you?
What is decreed for you?
为了你来宣告的。
Whatever that you have proclaimed it out.
一定会完成。
God will fulfill it.
相信圣经这样讲的话。
So let's believe in what the Bible says.
现在耶稣的意思是这个的。
So Jesus' meaning is this.
也看一下路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
第五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 6.
看圣经的时候注意看到现在耶稣你们的信心比那个小。不是你那个的意思了。
When we look at the Bible, we have to be careful. Your faith is smaller than a mustard seed. He's not trying to say that here.
每一个人都有信心。
Every one of us, we have faith.
就是那个信心的分量大不大呢？
But just whether the faith, the amount of faith, how big or small.
这个温柔姐妹所拥有的信心和我们秋凤姐妹所拥有的信心的分量不一样。
Well, Sister Bonnie's faith and as well as Sister Teresa's faith is of a different measure.
不管你的信心的分量多大，凭着信心来宣告的话，照着你信心的分量，一定会出现。那个事情
No matter what size or amount of faith you have, but by faith you proclaim according to me, then according to the amount of faith that you have, it will be fulfilled.
这就是这个罗马书第十二章第三节的内容了。
This is in the content of Romans chapter 13, verse 3.
看看这个路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
第五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 6.
使徒对主说，求主加增我们的信心。
The apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith.
耶稣的门徒没有拜托老师。
The disciple of Jesus
never
pleaded. 到底
我们怎么做能够得到信心呢？
He never pleaded to say that. What shall we do to actually receive faith?
他们没有这样拜托了。
They didn't plead the teacher for that.
加增我们的信心。
But they say to increase our faith.
什么时候我们可以起 强化我们的信心呢
？When can we strengthen our faith？
他耶稣怎么回答呢
？And how did Jesus reply？
主说：“你们若与我信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说：你要拔起根来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。”
He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you."
不管你拥有了大的信心或者是小的信心
，No matter the big faith you have or small faith you have，
无论怎么样，你凭着信心来宣告的时候，才能发生什么事
？No matter what is by faith you proclaim out, then that thing will be fulfilled.
还有，你凭着信心来宣告的时候，才能加强你的信心。
Well, as you proclaim by faith, it's also at that time where your faith will increase.
啊，弄清楚，弄清楚。
So be clear first.
圣经讲的信心是什么
？Understand what is mentioned by faith in the Bible.
所以我们一定要。丢弃这个惧怕了
And so we need to cast out this fear.
因为我们里面有不信惧怕的缘故，不敢凭着信心来宣告。
Because we have unbelief, we have fear. That's why we don't dare to proclaim out.
敢相信嘛，对不对
？We don't dare to believe.
如果你真的相信神的话的话，敢敢凭着信心来宣告，然后采取行动了。
If we really believe in the word of God, we will proclaim and will execute according to it.
你看雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22.
雅各书第一章第22节。
James chapter 1, verse 22.
我们一定照着神的话来采取行动。
We have to act according to the word of God.
这就是宣告的意思。
That is called proclamation.
只是你们要行道，只要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says.
你相信神的话吗
？So do you believe in the word of God?
一定要采取行动了。
And you have to put it to work.
什么样的行动呢
？What kind of actions?
凭着信心来宣告了。
By faith, then proclaim.
还有看第二章。
Chapter 2.
十七节到第十八节。
17 to 18.
第二章十七节到第十八节。
Chapter 2, 17 to 18.
请这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。必有人说你有信心我有行为你将你没有行为的信心指给我看我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看
In the same way faith by itself if it is not accompanied by action is dead but someone will say you have faith I have this show me your faith without this and I will show you my faith by what I do
现在耶稣的门徒面对海浪了
So Jesus' disciples are faced with the storm.
结果他们没有信心了。
And therefore they have no faith.
不信神的话了。
They don't believe in the word of God.
所以他们不敢采取行动了。
And therefore they do not dare to take action.
意思说他们不敢命令了。
Means to say that they don't dare to proclaim.
你有信心的话怎么样呢？会宣告。这就是圣经讲的行动。
If you have faith, you will proclaim, and this is what he mentioned by the actions here.
弄清楚，也看看一下第二十二节。
Verse 22.
可见信心是为他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
You see that his faith and actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did.
你看，耶稣的门徒也不明白神的话了。
Jesus' disciples also do not understand the word of God.
所以他们面对海浪的时候没有信心了。
And therefore, when they are facing the storm, they have no faith.
这是惧怕了。
And they only have fear.
所以呢，他们不敢向着这个海浪来命令。
And so they don't make commands towards this storm.
这个是你有信心的话，一定有行动。
When there is faith, there will be action.
什么样的行动呢
？What kind of action?
你有信心的话，一定会凭着信心来宣告，有这个样的行动。
So when you have faith, you will proclaim by faith. That kind of action.
有这样的行为的时候，你才能完成你的信心。
And when there is this action, then you will be able to complete your faith.
所以我们慢慢看到现在信主那么久，但是。我们是超自然的存在。
You become a Christian for so long, but understand that you are supernatural existence.
所以我们也能够管理治理万物的。
And so we are people that can subdue and to rule over the land.
千万相信了。
We have to believe in this.
不要这个靠着这个世上的想法看法来生活。
Do not live according to the thinkings and opinions of this world.
只是慢慢看到我们没有这些的神的话了，没有习惯化了。
Because we don't know the word of God.
没有实体化了。
That's why we never exercise this word of God.
还有这个圣经讲的信心明白吗？
Understand the faith that's mentioned in the Bible.
圣经讲的信心是怎么样？凭着信心来宣告。
Faith here is by faith to proclaim it out.
凭着信心来照着神的话来采取行动。
By faith to put itself into actions.
哦，这就是圣经讲的信心。
That is faith in the Bible.
还有圣经讲的信心的第二个特色是什么呢
？Second significance of faith in the Bible.
哦，圣经讲的信心是永远是现在的了。
And this faith is forever present.
是什么意思呢
？What does it mean then?
宣告什么
What are you proclaiming?
耶稣在过去所做的事情把那个事情宣告
What Jesus Christ has done in the past you're going to proclaim it out
对很久很久以前很久很久以前我们的耶稣分开了红海对不对
Long long time ago Jesus split the Red Sea
不是耶稣没有做的事情
It's not what Jesus Christ never did
耶稣在过去所做的事情我们凭着信心来宣告
What Jesus Christ had done in the past, we're going to proclaim it by faith.
那么虽然那个耶稣所做的事情是在过去发生的事情
And even so, that thing that Jesus Christ did is in the past.
但是现在你不信耶稣所做的那个事情
But right now that you don't believe in what Jesus Christ had done in the past.
然后现在不要宣告的话
Right now,
任何神迹奇事不会发生的
And right now, if you never proclaim it out, then none of this kind of signs and wonders will appear.
我相信现在这个信心的第二个特色那么重要。
The second characteristic significance of faith is like this.
我们大部分的人都理解到信心的第一个特色。
Most of us, we understand the first significance of this faith.
但是相当多的基督徒呢，不明白信心的第二个特色。
Many Christians do not know the second significance of this.
我再来讲信心的这个圣经讲的信心的第二个特色是什么
？Second meaning of this faith that is mentioned in the Bible.
把耶稣在过去所做的事情凭着信心来宣告。
To proclaim out by faith of what Jesus Christ has done in the past.
现在你一定要相信。
So right now you have to believe.
昨天你相信没什么用。
Yesterday you believed that's no use.
明天你会相信没什么用。
In the tomorrow you believed it's no use.
现在在这儿 here and now, 对不对？在这儿现在在这儿，你不信的话，不会发生什么事情。
If right now, here and now, if you don't believe, then nothing will happen to you.
现在在这儿，你相信耶稣在过去所做的那个事情。凭着信心来宣告。
If here and now you proclaim by faith, you believe and proclaim by faith of what Jesus Christ has done in the past.
啊，这是非常重要的了。
So this is really important.
那么，比如说是这样的了，这个腓立比书第四章第十九节怎么说呢
？For example, Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
我们的主耶稣已经充足了我们一切所需用的。
And my God will meet all your need according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
啊，如果你相信这一点的话，为什么为了因着贫穷？
If this is the case, why do you have worries for some anxiety over your poverty?
啊，为什么你一直说我没有钱，我没有钱
？Why do you say that you have no money, no money?
你为什么一直说我完蛋了，完蛋了
？Why do you say that I'm finished, I'm finished?
耶稣来这个世上了
，Jesus come on earth.
结果呢，发生了什么事情
？Therefore, what happened?
他已经充足了你一切所需用的。
Well, He has met all your needs.
所以呢？碰到贫穷又怎么样呢？虽然喝水，但是好像这个吃肉那样，有用牙签来玩，你的牙齿才对呀。
And so when you're facing with poverty, even so you're drinking water, you have to use a toothpick to prick your teeth like you're eating meat.
一定信心的意思什么呢？把耶稣在所做的事情凭着信心来宣告。
So faith is why is to proclaim out by faith of what Jesus Christ has accomplished.
那么你如果相信这一点的话，你我。没有钱完蛋了你不要讲这句话
Well, you cannot say this that I'm finished because I have no money
你是超自然的存在
You are of the supernatural existence
你不是靠着你的努力能力来完成什么事情
You do not accomplish things based on your own strengths and diligence
你只是凭着信心来把耶稣在过去所做的事情宣告
But by faith that you proclaim out what Jesus Christ has accomplished in the past
现在能不能相信
And right now, can you believe in that?
现在他已经充足了一切的你一切所需用的，就是在过去耶稣已经完成的事情。
So Jesus Christ has already fulfilled this. What you are facing your needs right now, God has already fulfilled it.
现在要不要相信
？But right now, do you want to believe?
如果相信的话，你宣告了。
That if you actually believe in that, you should.
我们的主是真的感谢你，赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you and praise you.
因为你已经充足了我的需要。
Because God, you have already met with all my needs.
虽然我这个什么打 电话给我们的秋风姐妹。
And therefore, I'm going to call our sister Teresa.
然后我请她去 this place, 然后请她吃最贵的这个牛排，我请她吃。
I'm going to treat our sister Teresa to the Jack's place to treat her for the most expensive steak there, about $40, that kind of steak.
因为她以前恩待我了。
Because she has shown grace to me.
所以相信什么呢？她已经完成了。
And therefore, believe that he has provided, believe that he's accomplished it.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
或者是这样的咯，这个耶稣已经代替了我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
Or that to say that Jesus Christ already take hold of our own weaknesses and all our sicknesses and disease.
马太福音第八章第十七节。
Matthew chapter 8.
耶稣在过去代替我们来怎么样呢？医治了我们的病痛。
Well, Jesus Christ has already taken all our sicknesses and diseases and he healed us.
已经担当了我们的软弱。
And he took all our infirmities and all our weaknesses.
所以呢，圣经讲的信心的定义是什么呢？
So what does faith mean in the Bible?
圣经讲的信心的第二个特色是什么呢？凭着信心把耶稣所做的事情，耶稣在过去所做的事情宣告。
The second significance, by faith proclaim what Jesus Christ has accomplished in the past.
那个你不太明白的，我们用英文来看马可福音第十一章二十四节。
Let's read Mark chapter 11 verse 24 if you don't understand.
因为华文的时态没有那么清楚。
In Chinese, the tenses are not that clear enough.
韩文的时态呢，比华文的时态比较清楚。
A Korean translation compared to Chinese is more clearer in that sense.
华文呢，看文章的时候很难理解，这个是过去吗？过去的过去吗？或者是现在进行当中吗？很难理解。
Normally, a Chinese essay is very hard to actually understand the tenses, whether it's in the past or it's in the present.
NIV 啦 ，NIV.
NIV version.
好，你看 ，Therefore, 因此，我告诉你。
And therefore, I tell you,
whatever, 对不对
？Whatever.
无论什么呢 ？You ask, you 你求的。
Whatever you asked.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
什么内容呢？无论你求什么。
Whatever you ask for in prayer.
在哪里求的
？Where are you praying?
In prayer.
In prayer.
在祷告里面，无论你求什么。
Whatever you ask for in prayer.
相信了。
You believed.
现在时态
Belief is important.
昨天的信心不能帮助你
Yesterday faith cannot help you.
明天的信心也不能帮助你
Tomorrow's faith cannot help you.
现在你一定要相信
And right now you have to believe.
现在我们相信什么
And what are we believing right now?
相信的是现在
Belief is written in
我已经说了信心第二个特色什么信心是永远的现在
Second significance of faith is forever present.
Here and now 在这里一定要现在一定要相信什么了
Here and now that you have to believe in something.
相信 that, 对不对
Believe that.
相信什么呢
Believe that.
You have received it.
That you have received it.
你一定要相信你已经收到了
You have to believe that you have already received.
另一句话说，你一定要相信耶稣在过去所完成的事情。
That means to say that to believe in all that Jesus Christ had accomplished in the past.
这就是 have PP 的意思。
And here,
这个什么现在完了事的意思。
Have is written in a past participle tense.
现在耶稣。在某一个时间完成了。
So Jesus Christ, in certain time, he has accomplished this.
从直到现在。
And then until today.
还有以后也进行。
And even in the future, he's going to continue.
这就是现在完了事。
That's in present participle tense.
这就是 have PP PP 的意思，是过去的过去。
So it's have. That's why it's written in have.
是这样的了。
So this is it.
你一定要相信什么呢
？So what do you have to believe in?
上帝能够医治我。
So God can heal me.
上帝一定会医治我。
God can definitely heal me.
如果你这样来相信的话，你的祷告100%失败。
Then your prayer would definitely fail.
耶稣已经医治我了。
Jesus has already healed you.
耶稣已经拿走了我的贫穷。
Jesus has already taken away my poverty.
Have PP 要明白。
Have you?Past participle tense.
接受耶稣在过去所完成的。
To accept what Jesus Christ has accomplished.
但是我们很多的时候怎么祷告呢
？So often, how do we pray?
我相信上帝能够医治我。
I believe that God can heal me.
那是表达你的盼望而已啊。
That is expressing of your hope.
现在你只是表达你要的而已啊。
You are just expressing what you want.
但是信心是什么呢？
But what is faith then?
耶稣已经完成了。
That Jesus has already
fulfilled. 耶稣已经怎么样呢？充足了我的需要。
Jesus has already fulfilled all my needs.
耶稣已经医治了我。
Jesus has already healed me.
为什么圣经这样讲呢？
What did the Bible say that?
耶稣为什么来这个世上呢？
Why did Jesus come
here? 为的是除掉我们的罪。
Is to do away our sin.
也为的是担当我们一切的病痛。
And to take up all our infirmities.
已经了。
He said already done it.
你接受耶稣已经完成的事情。
When you accept Jesus, all that He has accomplished.
但是我们很多很多的时候怎么祷告呢？
Very often, how do we pray?
啊，主耶稣，感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks.
因为我相信你，你能够医治我。
Because I believe that you can heal me.
听起来是你宣告你的信心。
It sounds like you're proclaiming your faith.
其实你宣告你的盼望而已。
But you're just proclaiming out your hope.
现在你只是宣告你要的了。
You only proclaiming out what you actually want.
你一定要宣告神的话了。
But you have to proclaim out the word of God.
神的话是什么呢？
What is the word of God?
已经完成了。
He has already completed it.
已经医治了。
He has already healed you.
已经攻破了你的敌人。
He has defeated their enemies.
虽然他要谋害你也是不需要，不管了，不管。
And therefore, if he wants to cover you with darkness, you have to ignore it.
那么有一天他会倒霉而已啊。
One thing, he will just have this bad luck.
不要生气了。
So don't be angry.
我们的主耶稣呢？我老输的时候，老输的话怎么样呢？已经怎么样呢？处理好了这个问题。
That when I forgive, Jesus Christ has already dealt with this problem.
所以不要用你的想法看法来要处理你这个什么这个你的这个让你不高兴的那个人。
And therefore, don't use your own thinkings and opinions to try to deal with a person that you don't like.
你的责任是什么呢？
What is your job?
饶恕了。
It's to forgive the person.
因为耶稣也已经饶恕他了。
Because Jesus Christ has forgiven the person.
所以你也怎么样接受耶稣所做的事情？
And therefore, you also accept what Jesus Christ has done.
不要加什么，不要减什么。
Don't add. Don't minus anything from it.
任何人也不能害你啊。
Nobody can actually harm you.
你接受耶稣的时候，耶稣荣耀的保护膜已经围绕你啊。
When you accept Jesus, this glorious protective shield is already surrounding you.
你接受耶稣的时候，耶稣已经充足了你的需要。
When you accept Jesus, Jesus has already fulfilled all that you need.
相信。
So believe in that.
所以呢，有的时候需要看这个英文咯。
So sometimes we need to read the English.
相信的是现在的事。
Believe this of a present tense.
现在你一定要相信。
So right now you have to believe.
相信什么？
Believe in what?
耶稣所完成的事情。
All that Jesus Christ has accomplished.
你接受什么呢？
So what are you accepting?
你一定要接受耶稣所完成的事情。
You have to accept all that Jesus has accomplished.
如果这样你这样做的话，怎么样呢？
That when you do that, what will happen?
那个事情 it will be yours, 变成你的了。
And it will be yours. It will become yours.
You are 跟加 S 差很大。
You're and with the S.
Yours 是什么？你的了。
Yours means it belongs to you.
对不对？差很大了。
Big difference.
你看，有的时候这怎么这个有时候呢需要看英文来英文。
Sometimes we need to read.
因为这个华文时代没有那么清楚。
Because Chinese translation is not really clear with that.
信心是什么呢？现在相信的。
Faith is what we believe right now.
现在我要相信什么？
What am I believing right now?
耶稣在过去所完成的所有的事
情。All that Jesus Christ has fulfilled in the past.
现在我相信什么？
What am I believing right now?
这个我接受什么？
What am I accepting right now?
耶稣在过去所完成的一切的事情。
Jesus has accomplished every single thing in the past.
这样做的时候呢？一定会发生，等一下啊！所以呢 ，will be 了，对不对？等一下的。
And therefore, in the future, that's why it's written will be.
所以呢 ，will be 变成你的了。
And it will be yours.
啊，真的啊，这就是圣经讲的信心。
And so this is faith mentioned in the
Bible. 所以你慢慢看到啊，其实很多很多的祷告呢，是好像这是罪免那样的了。
So many of our prayer.
只是自己表达自己的盼望能力啊。
Many of the time of our prayer is kind of like a hypnosis, like we're trying to just express our own hope.
我们都觉得感谢你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
因为你已经充足了我的需要。
Because God, you have already fulfilled my need.
我们都觉得真的感谢你。
And God, we want to give thanks to you.
因为你已经医治了我。
Because you have already healed me.
所以呢，我们相信的是神的话了。
What we believe is the word of God.
不是我所看到的，我所听到的，我所感觉到的。
It's not what I see, what I hear, and what I feel with my touch.
对，我祷告说神啊，真的感谢你。
So I pray, I really give thanks to you, Lord.
因为你已经医治了我。
Because you have already healed me.
这样祷告过后也有痛症。
When you pray already, after that, we still have those pains.
不要相信你所看到的。
Don't believe in what you see.
不要相信你所这个感觉到的。
Don't believe in what you feel.
啊，现在这样祷告过后仍然有痛症，没有错的了。
After you pray, there is still this kind of pains. Yes,
这个痛症是叫什么症状或者是结果，不是原因。
Well, these symptoms, they are not the original cause, the reasons.
那么我们怎么就能够处理这个痛症的原因？
How should we actually deal with those origins of the symptoms?
凭着信心来宣告神的话的时候呢，才能处理痛症的原因。
When we proclaim by faith the word of God, we can deal with the origins of the symptoms.
啊，没有，我刚刚再来讲，你仍然痛。
You still have that pain.
所以呢，你采取另一个行动，不要。
Therefore, you take another alternative. Don't do that.
你相信的话怎么样呢？
But if you believe,
仍然这个凭着信心走下去了。
And you continue to go by faith.
我相信耶稣已经医治了我的癌症。
You say that I believe that God has already healed me from cancer.
但是这样祷告过后还有癌细胞。
But even so, you pray that way, there is still cancerous cell.
那么因着这样的事情，你不要惧怕。
But because of that, do not have fear.
你真的相信耶稣已经拿走了我的癌细胞。
That you should believe that Jesus Christ has already taken away the cancerous cell.
所以呢，不管我医生说什么话呀，我不需要惧怕了。
No matter what the doctor say, I don't have to have fear.
如果万一你没有得到医治。
If so that you never received that healing,
起码你死的那一刻得到医治了。
Well, at that moment when you die, you will receive that healing.
你没有得到医治的人不能进去天国，你知道吗？
Because those that never receive healing cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就是早一点或者是迟一点而已啊。
It's just a matter of the time, whether earlier or later.
无论怎么样相信了。
No matter what, it's just believe in
that. 能平安的生活呢？
And then live by in peace.
工作也是一样。
It's like same things for work.
耶稣已经充足了我的需要。
Jesus has fulfilled and met my needs.
那么这样祷告过后，到了明天也没有发生什么事情。
Even as we pray that way until tomorrow, nothing actually happened.
那不要靠你的感觉，你的这个眼睛，你所听到的来生活。
And don't live according to what your eyes and your ears can see and hear.
仍然继续相信什么
？Continue to believe.
已经耶稣完成了。
Believe that Jesus has accomplished it.
所以呢，你里面有真正的信心的话，怎么样呢？会喜乐。
And therefore, if you have faith inside of you, the real faith, you will
feel joy. 里面有真正的喜乐的话，不会怕。
When you have real joy, you will
feel joy. 里面有真正的喜乐的话，一定会感谢。
And when there is true joy, you will give thanks.
因为他已经完成了嘛。
Because God has accomplished it.
虽然你的肉眼还没看到。
Even so that your fleshly eyes cannot see.
所以呢，这个希伯来书第十一章第一节信心的定义是什么呢？
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 that says,
信心是所望之事的实底，现在你还没看到了。
And so faith has been sure of what we hope.
但是你的行动呢？
But your action,
好像已经看到那样来行动。
It seems as if that you have already seen.
这就是信心是所望之事的实底的意思咯。
Here's the meaning of faith has been sure of what we hope for.
还没看到呢。
It's something that we haven't seen.
还是痛了。
We are still having pain here.
但是你有信心的话怎么样呢？
But if you have faith,
信心是未见之事的确据。
And it's certain of what we do not see.
那你已经得到医治了。
You have received the healing.
当然还没发生。
But that haven't happened yet.
但是已经得到医治的话怎么样？一定会感谢了。
But if you have received the healing, you will definitely give thanks.
这就是你相信上帝的证据了。
That is the proof of what you believe in God.
你感谢了。
And so you give thanks.
赞美了。
And you praise God.
喜乐了。
And you rejoice.
喝水也用牙签了，挖你的牙齿里面的那个肉刺了。
Trying to use toothpick to pick your own teeth.
那虽然喝水，但是哦，吃得饱。
Even so that you drink water, you will say that I'm so full from it.
我们的上帝看到这个证据的时候怎么样呢？
So when God see that proof,
这就是信心。
That is called faith.
我再来讲信心是什么呢？
What is faith? I say again.
凭着信心来宣告神的话。
So by faith you proclaim out the word of God.
为什么你不敢宣告呢？
Why do you not dare to proclaim it?
你为什么不敢采取行动呢？
Why do you not dare to put it to action?
因为你不信惧怕的缘故了。
Because there is fear, there is unbelief.
这个是从恶中来的了。
And this comes from the devil.
所以你一定要拒绝。
And therefore you have to reject them.
那还有信心是什么呢？
What else is about faith?
你真的相信的话啊，相信什么？耶稣所完成的事情。
If you really believe, you believe in what Jesus Christ accomplished.
耶稣完成了什么事情？
What did Jesus Christ accomplish?
他已经充足了你的需要。
He has fulfilled all that you ever
needed. 他已经担当了你的病痛。
He has already taken your infirmities.
他已经叫什么？拿走了你的软弱。
He has taken away your weaknesses.
虽然因着你的软弱来，不要惧怕担心忧虑了。
Because of your weaknesses, don't have worries, fears, and anxieties.
提 칸츠라이 칸츠라이 하우상 저것은 부서점창론
Hearing it sounds like not a sound man.
왜나 성경장도 차우쩌란다란 부청창다라
But actually the Bible talks about Christians as supernatural peoples as
如果是 성경창다란다화我们不能用차우쩌란 저것
Well, if it's just common people, you can use the word supernatural.
종이리종저怎么变成三十六十一百倍呢
So if you just saw one seed, how can you become 30 and 60 and 100 folds then?
但是这个是超自然世界的数学
This is not the mathematics of the supernatural world.
明白吗?
Can we understand this?
相信了
Let's believe.
所以呢，我们凭着信心来宣告耶稣所做的事情的时候呢，我们的上帝动工在那个问题的原因。
As we proclaim by faith that what Jesus Christ has done in the past, Jesus will also move itself in the midst of that problem.
还有第三,
Number three then.
圣经讲的信心的一个定义。
The third significance of faith in the Bible.
你宣告有信心的这个内容。
And as well as you proclaim our content that is of faith.
这个是很重要的。
This is also important.
那么如果是这样的话, 有信心的话是什么意思?
If that's the case, then what does it mean by the saying that's of faith?
现在什么时候我们的上帝动工在问题的原因那边呢?
When is it so that Jesus will actually move itself in the midst of that problem?
你一定要宣告有信心的话。
When we proclaim out the words of faith.
这个是很重要的咯。
This is important here.
你不断地宣告有信心的话语。
If you proclaim out the faith of the saying of faith,
另一句话来说的话，你不断的宣告有生命的话语。
That means to say that you actually keep proclaiming out words that is of life.
我们很多的时候呢，其实没有宣告有生命的话语。
Many of the time we never proclaim out words that is of life.
没有宣告有信心的话语。
Or words that is of faith.
看哦，罗马书第10章第4节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
信心的话语是从哪里来？
So these words of faith come from?
罗马书第10章第17节说, 听了道才会信道。
In verse 17, faith comes from hearing the message.
有了基督的话才有道可听。
Then the message is heard through the word of Christ.
你听神的话。
And so you hear the word of God.
接受神的话,
you accept the word of God.
那是你才能得到信心。
Well, at that time you can receive faith.
从人的话语那边无法得到信心。
From the words of man, you cannot receive faith from them.
你一定要明白信心才能做工。
Faith can put itself to work.
你宣告有信心的话语的时候呢, 这个信心的话呢, 有信心的话呢, 一定会动工。
Whereas you proclaim out the words of faith, these words that have faith will put itself to work.
但是圣经告诉我们说, 我们恩一般姐妹的话没有能力。
Well, if it says that Sister Annie, the words have no power.
我们Annie本姐妹的话呢，没有生命。
Inside of Sister Annie's words, there is no
现在罗马书第10章17节说, 只有神的话才有信心。
Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, only the word of God, the message, have faith.
这个信心才能创造一切。
And this faith is the one that creates all things.
这就是创这个希伯来书第11章第3节的意思。
This is in the content in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
你没有信心的话无法创造什么。
Without faith, you cannot create anything.
但是你的想法看法 没有信心,
but your thinking and opinions have no faith in it.
意思说没有生命,
means there's no life in it.
只有神的话咯,
that's only the word of God.
你听神的话,
when you listen to the word of God,
接受神的话,
when you accept the word of God,
遵从神的话,
when you obey the word of God,
那是才能产生有生命的信心。
Well, at that time, then can you generate faith that is of word?
这个现在罗马书第10章第17节明白吗?
Understand here, Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
虽然我们 好好听神的话是那么重要。
So probably listen to the word of God is really important.
你不听神的话的话，没有办法得到有生命的信心。
Well, if you don't listen to the word of God, it's impossible for you to receive faith that brings life.
你不听神的话的话，或者是不明白神的话的话，你无法得到能够创造一切的那个信心的话语。
If you don't listen to the word of God or don't understand the word of God, it's impossible for you to actually receive the faith that contains life or to create the whole entire universe.
既然相信了这个世上除了神的话以外，无法提供给我们有生命的信心。
Understand that through in the whole entire world, other than the word of God, there's nothing that can provide us with faith that brings forth life.
在这上神的话以外无法提供给我们能够创造一切的那个
Other than the word of God, there is nothing on this earth that can give us the power to create faith.
你接受神的话,
when we accept the word of God,
相信神的话,
when we believe in the word of God,
那时才能怎么样呢? 发生能力了。
At that time, that power will be generated.
但是问题在哪里呢?
What is the problem then?
那么多的基督徒认为啊，我天天听神的话了。
Many of the Christians think that they listen to the word every single day.
我天天看圣经了。
Every day they read the Bible.
我天天听牧师的正道。
Every day they listen to pastor's sermon.
啊，听起来看起来好像他真的听神的话。
You hear and it sounds like the person really listening to the word.
但是你闭眼睛来哦，详细的看看你自己本身。
But if you close your eyes and you think properly about your own life.
听起来听起来你听神的话。
It seems like you hear the word of God.
其实呢你听你自己的声音。
But actually you are listening to your own voice.
或者是你听从撒旦而来的声音。
Or you're just listening to the voice of the devil.
你慢慢看了什么时候相信过神的话。
You think about that, when do you really believe in the word of God?
你的眼睛读圣经。
Your eyes read the Bible.
但是你的头脑呢一直想。世上的很多的东西。
But your mind is thinking about things of this world.
虽然你听牧师的正道。
Even so that you listen to Pastor Sun.
但是其实呢你想很多的别的。
But you are thinking of many other things.
然后碰到什么事情的时候真的凭着信心来宣告。
And when something happens, do you really proclaim by faith?
碰到什么事情的话这个通常你宣告什么呢?
What do you actually proclaim when something actually happened?
完蛋了。
I'm finished.
糟糕了
I'm terrible
死定了
I'm dead
没有方法
There's no way
什么时候相信
When
你听了神的话
When do you actually believe When
如果你真的听了神的话的话上帝是全能的
If you really listen to the word of God God is almighty
你真的听了神的话的话你是超自然的存在
Then you are of the supernatural existence
你听了神的话的话你能够怎么样呢不需要受到世上这个环境的影响
If you listen to the word of God you are not affected by the conditions of this world
这是自己骗自己而已啊
It's just that you are deceiving yourself
你的眼睛虽然看圣经
Your eyes even so that you are reading the Bible
你的耳朵虽然听神的话
Your ears even so that you are listening
其实呢你的肚脐下面你的心呢不断地听自己的想法看法不断地听从世上而来的想法看法不断地听从魔鬼而来的想法看法、
so、below your belly button below inside of your heart you actually listen to your own thinkings and opinions the world thinkings and opinions and the devil's thinkings and opinions
然后最后死也怎么样说完蛋了
even,
没有方法了死定了 even, 糟糕了
Till the end, you keep saying that I'm finished, I'm dead, it's terrible, I'm finished.
结果呢，惧怕、担心、忧虑、愤怒、不高兴。
And in the end, you just have worries, fears, and anxieties, unhappiness, and angry.
如果你真的听了神的话
If you really listen to the word of God,
为什么不能饶恕他呢
Why can't you forgive the person?
你明明白白你的耳朵听了神的话了
Well, your ears listen to the word.
但是为什么不能饶恕他
Why can't you forgive the person?
因为你听了你重新而来的你的声音
Because you hear your own voice.Inside of you.
怎么饶恕他
How can I forgive this person?
这个人是谋害我的
This person
这个人是伤害我的
This person harmed me.
其实你没有听神的话的
Well, actually, you never listened to the word.
自己认为我听了神的话
Well, you thought that you listened.
我看圣经了
I read the Bible.
但是不停地听从你的内心生来的那个声音呢
But you keep hearing the voice that is inside of you.
所以圣经讲的信心是什么呢
So what is faith mentioned in the Bible?
听神的话了
Listen to the word of God.
你听神的话的话一定会产生有生命的信心
that When you listen to the word of God There will be life that, faith that have life
所以呢坦白了坦白
So be honest
今天我仍然讨厌什么人
Today I still hate certain person
仍然惧怕
Today I still have fear
仍然愤怒
Today I still have anger
仍然不高兴
Today I'm still unhappy
意思什么你没有听神话语的缘故
It means to say that you haven't been listening to the word of God
你真的接受了神的话
If you really accept the word
你真的听了神的话
If you really listen to the word
一定会饶恕
You will definitely forgive
一定会感谢
You will definitely give thanks
一定不会愤怒
You will not have anger
一定会喜乐
You will have joy
一定不会惧怕
You will not have fear
但是很多的时候我们不是这样的
I mean every time you're not like this
不断地骗自己
We keep deceiving ourselves
我听了神的话
I heard the word of God
我相信神的话
I believe the word of God
不是的现在罗马书第十章第十七节说听神的话一定会产生信心
Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says If you listen to the word of God there will be faith
有这个上帝来的信心的话一定会创造什么东西、
啊、And when you have the faith of God you'll be able to create and generate something
一定会除灭魔鬼了
You'll be able to eliminate the enemy
这就是圣经讲的信心的能力
That is faith that is mentioned The power of faith in the Bible
所以我们坦白
So let's be honest、
虽然上帝不会审判你啊
，God will not judge you。
其实你自己的想法、看法，你自己讲出来的审判自己而已、啊。
Your thinkings and opinions, what the words that's come out of you is what judge.
你看这个马太福音第十二章
，Matthew chapter 12,
34节到第37节
，34 to 37。
为什么我们的讲话是那么重要呢
？Why so they are saying so important？
因为我们的讲话是从你的内心而来的。
Because our saying comes from the inside of us.、啊
所以呢，听他的话语的时候，知道了他信心的分量。
When we listen to the person's words, we understand the level of that person's faith.
因为你的话语，你的讲话啊，对不对？你的讲话跟你的内心绝对不能分开。
So because your word and your heart, it cannot be separated.
如果你里面有淫乱的思想
If you have immorality inside of
那么你一定会讲淫乱的内容
Then you will say content that have immoral
你里面有惧怕
If you have fear
那么你一定会讲惧怕的事情
You will definitely say content that also
你里面这个有讨厌的
If you have hate
那么你一定会讲讨厌的事情
And you will speak content that have hate、啊、
我们的讲话跟我们的内心不可能分开
Our saying and our heart cannot be separated.
我们的讲话是从我的内心的思想而来的。
So our saying all comes from the outflows of our heart.
所以我听他的话语。
So when I listen to the person's word,
100% 可以知道了他的内心。
100% I can understand the conditions of the person's heart.
他的思想。
That person's thoughts.
无论怎么样，从我们里面出来的那个思想呢，无法带来生命。
For out of this overflow of this heart cannot bring forth this life.
这就是马太福音第十二章三十四节到第三十七节的内容。
So it contains Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 to 37.
啊，现在毒蛇的种类，
And here
你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？啊，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good?
那么我们的讲话跟我们的思想不可能分开。
Our saying and our mind cannot be separated.
我们说什么话呢？
The words that we say out.
我们一定会说自己里面的东西而已啊。
We definitely say things that is of the inside.
开玩笑也是怎么样呢？你里面的东西来开玩笑而已啊。
Even when we joke, we will joke of what the thing they have.Inside of us.
看第35节
35.
三人从他心里所存的善就发出善来恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来
The good man brings good things out of the good store up in him and the evil man brings even things out of the evil store up in him
我又告诉你们凡人所说的闲话当审判的日子必要句句供出来
Well, I tell you, the man will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every callous word they have spoken.
不管你开玩笑也好，随便说什么话也好，都是表达你的内心。
No matter you are joking or not joking, it's all an expression that is in within of your heart.
所以我们的上帝照着你宣告的来处理。
And therefore, God will judge according to what you have proclaimed out.
你宣告神的话，上帝照着他的话来处理一切的事情。
What if you proclaim the word of God, then God will according to the word of God that you have proclaimed to do.
但是不管你开玩笑也好，无论怎么样，你宣告什么话的话，照着那个话来处理。
Whether you are joking or not joking, God will also deal with it according to what you have proclaimed with your mouth.
明白吗？这个第37节。
Understand here, verse 37.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
For by your words you will be acquitted, but by your words you will be condemned.
所以呢，每一句话都要小心。
So every single word that we say have to be careful.
所以呢，这个雅各书也告诉我们说。在言语上没有人完美。
In James chapter 3, it says that nobody is perfect in our speech.
但是能够完美的话，他的人生一定会完美。
But if the person is perfect, then the whole entire life will be perfect.
所以呢，这个雅各书一直强调小心，小心。
And therefore, the book of James says that we have to be careful.
自己说什么话
？When we say things,
自己的耳朵也会听。
Our ears will also hear it.
不是吗？
Is it not the case?
你说什么话的时候，你的耳朵也会听到的。
When you say certain things, your ears will hear it.
信心是从哪里来
？And faith from it comes
从听到而来。
From hearing the message.
所以你说神的话。
And therefore, when you say the word of God.
那么这个神的话会帮助你的信心。
And then this word of God will help your faith.
但是你除了上帝的话以外，你说什么话
？If you say things other than the word of God.
自己所讲出去的那个话也会影响你的信心。
The word of God that you actually proclaim will also affect your faith.
不要随便说什么话了。
And therefore, don't make casual remarks.
所以以弗所书第四章二十九节到第三十二节怎么说呢
？Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 that says,
千万不要随便说什么话。
Do not casually make remarks.
因为随便，上帝早早宣告出来的我。刚刚没有读了吗？约伯记第二十三章十四节，对不对？
In Job 23, there says,
上帝一定会完成你所宣告的。
God will fulfill what you have decreed.
如果你所宣告的好的话，你会结好的果子。
And then if what you proclaim out is good, you will produce good fruit then.
但是你所说的那个话是不好的话，一定会这个结坏果子。
And if the word that you proclaim out is bad, then you will bear bad fruit.
这要弄清楚这个马太福音第12章37节的内容。
Understand that in Matthew chapter.
还有信心是从听到。
And so faith comes from hearing the message.
你宣告神的话的话，那个神的话会帮助你的信心。
When you proclaim the word of God, that word can actually help your faith.
那么你讲否定的话的话，那个你所讲出去的那个否定的话，又帮助你的信心。
And the negative word that you actually say out, this will actually affect your faith as well.
但是这个马可福音第七章第十五节、十六节怎么说呢？
What is that mentioned in Mark chapter 7 verse 15?
除了上帝的话以外，其他而来的从自己也好，世上也好，电视也好，什么也好，怎么样的，都会弄肮脏自己的心。
Other than the word of God, whether it's coming from televisions or the world or the media, all this can actually cause our faith to be unclean.
不只是弄肮脏自己，也弄肮脏别人。
It's not just causing us to be unclean, but as well as defiling other people.
这方面我也不断的悔改当中。
Well, in this era, I keep repenting.
特别是照顾这个孩子的时候随便讲的
especially at times when I'm taking care of the children
现在我们一定要一个一个悔改
one by one we have to repent according to it
那么我们沟通的时候也是一样的
as we're communicating with the children
不要随便说你是笨蛋
do not say that you're foolish
这样的话也弄肮脏对方
you will also make the other person unclean
不只是弄肮脏对方也弄肮脏自己的信心
not just to defile the person but you defile your own faith as well
一定要明白信心是从听到来
understand that faith comes from hearing the message
你说啊，你是笨蛋
say that this person is foolish
这样的话你的耳朵也听了你所宣告的那个话
then your ears will also hear what you actually proclaim with your mouth
那么你讲出去的那个话也会影响到你的信心
and the message that you say will affect your faith
结果呢你的信心变成怎么样呢肮脏的信心
and therefore your faith become unclean
干净的信心才能带来能力
clean faith will bring forth power
只有神的话才能带来干净的信心
and only the word of God can bring forth clean faith
是呢很难做到的话拉链关掉了
if it's really hard and you just zip up your mouth
真的要小心了
so be careful
不要这样的事情是小看
so don't belittle this kind of thing
你认为是哎呀笨蛋
You say that, oh, you're foolish.
你是糟糕的。
You're horrible.
你觉得没有什么了不起的一句话。
You think that it's just a small remark.
但是圣经说，也弄肮脏他，也弄肮脏你的信心。
The Bible says that you would defile the person as well as defile your own faith.
结果呢，你没有信心了。
In the end, you will have no faith.
你没有信心了。
You have no faith.
真的碰到什么事情的时候，你也一直认为你自己是肮脏的。
When something actually happened, you also think that you are unclean.
看这个《路加福音》第十七章
，Luke chapter 17,
第一节到第二节
1 to 2,
太重要的了
，It's really important.
也很恐怖的一句话了
，And very terrifying content.
耶稣又对门徒说：“绊倒人的事是免不了的。”
He says that things that cause people to sin are bound to come.
在这世上没有完美的。
Well, in this earth, there is nothing that's perfect.
很容易说你是笨蛋的。
Very easily we can say that you're foolish.
你是完蛋的。
You're finished.
你是很糟糕的。
You're terrible.
你那种人是很难成功的。
Well, this kind of person like you, it's hard to succeed.
一定我们有这样的事情。
Well, this kind of thing would happen in our life.
因为圣经也说免不了。
Because the Bible says they are bound to come.
会让人跌倒的事情是免不了的。
The things that cause people to sin are bound to come.
但是因着你的话，有人跌倒。或者是你自己肮脏了你的心，对不对？这样的话，你有祸了。
But because of your word, somebody stumble, or that you defile your own heart, then woe to you.
所以呢，彻底的悔改。
And therefore, you have to repent.
这就是第二节。
This is in verse 2.
看看，就是把磨石拴拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里， 还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。
It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of those little ones a sin.
意思说，你的嘴巴犯了罪。
Means to say that your mouth, your lips sin.
那么用刀片了割掉你的嘴唇。
Then you have to cut off your lips.
这个事情比有一个人跌倒还好的意思。
This is better than having somebody stumble because of you.
很简单的说的，真的割掉你的嘴唇不是这个的意思。
It doesn't really say to actually cut off your own mouth and lips.
啊，这样的话，我们在这边没有人有嘴唇。
If that's the case, then none of us here will have a lips already.
彻底的悔改。
We have to repent that much.
不要我小看的意思。
Don't belittle this.
你看，很多的时候呢，我们慢慢看到啊，其实呢，认为是信念神的话，对不对
？Many of our time we think that we believe in the word.
其实呢，不信。
Or we don't believe.
难道相信自己这个从自己的内心而来的这个声音
？We just believe in a voice that come in within of us.
然后我们呢，很多的时候我们认为宣告神的话。
We thought that we proclaimed the word of God.
但是其实呢，很多的时候把自己的想法看法宣告。
But actually, we're proclaiming our own thinkings and opinions.
但是除了神的话以外，不能洗净我们。
But other than the word of God, nothing can cleanse us.
也不能带给我们正确的信心。
Nothing can bring forth the right faith.
就是很多的时候把我的想法看法宣告嘛。
And therefore, many of the time we proclaim our own thinkings and opinions.
结果呢，也弄肮脏别人。
And therefore, we defile other people.
也弄肮脏自己。
And we defile ourselves.
我们的问题在这里。
So here is our problem.
不是不够文凭，不是的。
It's not because of like a qualification.
无论怎么样，我们是信教的了。
No matter what, we are new creation.
信教的人呢，不要受到你的眼睛看到的，你的耳朵听到的，不要受到这个影响。
New creations are not affected by what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears.
我们信教的人呢，只是接受神的话了。
New creations people are only people that receive the word of God.
我们信教的人呢，只是接受耶稣所完成的一切的事情。
New creations are people that only receive what Jesus Christ accomplished.
啊，他已经把万物放在我们的脚下。
He has placed all things beneath our feet.
那么相信了。
And that we should believe in that.
所以呢，真的是要小心了。
And so be careful.
这方面我们努力的话怎么样呢？一定会得胜了。
In this area, if we work hard, we can be victorious.
圣经说这样的人一定会得胜，吃的、喝的、穿的没有问题。那么相信了。
The Bible says that these people will be victorious, eating and drinking will not be a problem. Then you just believe in that.
不要考虑啊，现在的景气是不景气啊，这个不重要。
Don't rely on the economic problem right now. It is not important.
魔鬼要做的做了。
What is needed to do, if you should do.
上次我没有什么英文来讲的话 You do your business, I do my business.
I said the other time, as you do your business, I do my business.
他做的事情做了。
What he has to do, he will do his stuff.
我该做的事情我做了。我的事情什么呢？
What I have to do, I will do. And that is to believe in a word.
然后我所相信的这个神的话宣告了。
And then based on what I believe, I proclaim it.
然后照着神的话来生活了。
And then to live according to the word of God.
这样的话，吃的、喝的、穿的，我们的上帝会负责。
That eating, drinking, and wearing, God will take care of
it. 圣经这样讲的话，我们相信了。
If the Bible says so, we just believe in that.
所以呢，不要随便说什么话了。
And therefore, don't casually make remarks.
不要随便说什么话的话，你就那个句话。你所讲出去的那句话又回到你的耳朵里面。
For that word that you say, I will return back to your own ears.
然后产生肮脏的信心。
And you will cause unclean faith.
干净的人才能进来圣山。
Only the clean people will be able to enter the holy mountains.
我们上个礼拜已经读了这个诗篇第十五篇第一节到第五节，对不对
？We read on Psalms 15, chapter 1, verse 5, right?
对，干净的人才能进来这个上帝那边。
Only the clean people can answer to where God is.
所以呢，今天晚上呢，我们彻底的悔改了。
So tonight, let us repent.
在这边也说了，我们会犯在言语上犯的罪是免不了的了。
Yes, he said, yes, things are is to come, sins are about to come.
但是呢，不要悔改的话怎么样呢？有祸了。
But if we don't repent, then woe to you.
但是悔改的时候呢，有福了。
But when we repent, then you will be blessed.
相信了，相信。
So believe in this.
所以呢，随便说什么话的。
Those casual remarks that we make.
特别这个朋友跟朋友之间，或者是家人跟家人之间，父母跟孩子们之间随便讲的笨蛋么，完蛋了，你是该死的了这些詹姆斯也已经这个免不了都做的，但是呢，悔改，悔改。
And so friends to friends, parents to children, children to parents, all these things are bound to come, the sins are bound to come, and so we have to repent from all of this.
然后从今以后呢，求圣灵的能力来，就是好好控制我们的嘴巴。
And then we ask the power of the Holy Spirit to let us control and be self-control in our own lips and mouth.
然后呢，宣告的时候呢，你相信耶稣已经完成了。
Well, as we proclaim and to believe that Jesus accomplished it.
啊，不是上帝能够医治我。
It's not that Jesus can heal me.
已经医治我了。
He has already healed you.
他一定会医治我。
And he will certainly heal you.
这个是表达你的盼望而已。
This is your hope. You're expressing.
不是的了，已经医治了我。
But he has already healed you.
所以呢，感谢赞美喜乐了。
And therefore, you give thanks and praise God.
所以要明白，不太能够感谢赞美喜乐的意思是什么呢？还没相信的意思。
And so, if you haven't, you can't give thanks and praise God. That means to say that you have no faith at all.
这些我们好好处理。
We have to deal with all of this problem.
那时事情一定会。
And then things will go well.
我们一起最起码十分钟以上祷告自由的回家。
At least for 10 minutes and return home also.
我们的主耶稣真的感谢赞美。
Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
是的，今天你再告诉我们圣经讲的信心的定义。
Today you are telling us again what is the faith
of faith. 原来信心是这样。
Faith is actually like this.
信心不是把我们要的宣告。
Faith is not to proclaim what we want.
信心不是相信我们所要的。
Faith is not to believe in what we want.
信心是把神的话宣告。
Faith is to proclaim out the word of God.
信心是照着我们所宣告的神的话来生活的。
Faith is according to live according to the word of God that we proclaim out.
信心不是讲自己的想法看法。
Faith is not talking about what our own thinking and opinions is.
信心不是把这个自己的判断宣告的。
Faith is not proclaiming our own thinking and opinions.
是的，信心只是把神的话宣告。
Faith is all about proclaiming the word of God.
还有信心是我们相信我们主耶稣基督已经完成的一切的事情。
Faith is all about believing and proclaiming what our Jesus Christ has accomplished.
我们的主耶稣今天查看我们的言语。
Today our Lord Jesus, may you search our hearts.
是的，我们在思想上、言语上、行为上犯了种种的罪孽。
Yes, that we may see in our thought, in our action, in our speech.
今晚你再来提醒我们。
Lord, may you remind us again tonight.
我们愿意甘心乐意来认罪。
And we're willing to repent.
你只是告诉我们，我们随便讲，讲的内容。
God, you just remind us of the content that we have made casual remarks.
朋友之间，或者是家人之间，还有这个同事之间，我们随便讲的，都主耶稣洗净。
God, whether it's friends, family, or colleagues, Lord, may you cleanse them all.
我愿意一个一个悔改。
I'm willing to repent one by one of it.
所以我们都觉得今天你再来洗净我们的耳朵。
And so, Lord, may you cleanse our ears.
再来洗净我们的眼睛。
May you cleanse our eyes.
再来洗净我们的嘴唇。
May you cleanse our lips.
是的，我们继续开声来祷告。